Now let's talk about time clauses, because they're a little bit different. When you want to express future in a time clause, there's a couple of rules that you have to pay attention to. Time clauses are groups of words that have a subject and a verb, and they begin with words like when, before, after, as soon as, until, while, etc. These kinds of time words, words that express time. When expressing future events or activities in time clauses, we usually use the simple or progressive tenses. There are some other possibilities, but if you just remember this rule, you'll probably always make the correct choice, simple or present progressive tense. Really important to remember that we never use will or be going to in a time clause. Let's look at a couple of examples. A correct example is the first sentence. After the war is over, there will be new elections. After the war is over is the time clause. It's a group of words with a subject and a verb, and it begins with a time word, after. And notice that the verb tense here is simple present, is. This is correct. The incorrect example is the next one. After the war will be over, there will be new elections. You can never use will or be going to in a time clause. You'll put your future words, your future indicators, in the other part of the sentence. So look at the second part of these sentences. There will be new elections. Future is indicated in the other part of the sentence, not in the time clause. Go ahead and try this sorting activity and the quiz group below to practice identifying time clauses. And when you're done, try the quiz group below for a little bit more practice. When you're done with all the activities on this page, click on next page.